This is Grand Rapids Parents Podcast, Episode 8.
What's making parents happy all over Grand Rapids?
The Grand Rapids Parents Podcast from grkids.com. It's info central when it comes to kids and families, bringing you an honest, relevant, and encouraging look at our community.
With interviews, insights, and inspiration designed to help moms and dads navigate parenting in West Michigan. It's a game changer.
Parents in Grand Rapids, this podcast is for you. Welcome.
Hello, West Michigan. Welcome back to another episode of the Grand Rapids Parents Podcast. This week, we are talking about some fall activities and getting in touch with horses. We've got a great interview with Karen from Karen's Horses about vaulting, which is gymnastics on horseback, and an update on upcoming activities that you are not going to want to miss. My name's Melody. Stay with me. This week's podcast is brought to you by R Athletics. R Athletics is the home of gymnastics, cheer, and the Ninja Zone classes for kids of all ages. Now offering Sip and Flip, a coffee group for mom and a play group for kids. Sip freshly brewed coffee and chat with friends, or use time to run errands as your little ones burn off energy flipping around R Athletics on the trampolines, rock wall, fire truck, treehouse, two-story slide, and more. Sip and Flip times are Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Join a 1 o'clock class and you'll have 2 hours free to yourself. Find out more information at r-athletics.com or call 616-957-4900. It's been a busy week around here at grkids.com and in my personal life. I don't know about you, but getting back into the school routine involves a lot of paperwork and meetings, curriculum night, and a whole bunch of things. Just starting to get used to that alarm going off every morning is a big transition. So I hope that wherever you are in that you are surviving. Sometimes I feel like I am just treading water, but we are going to make it, and we are going to make it with style. We have exciting things to talk about. Next week is our play date at the Grand Rapids Children's Museum. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, go online and do that under the play dates tab at grkids.com. It is just $6 per person. If you have a 12-month or underage child, that would be free for that child. And if you are a member, you can also be part of our play date, but you don't have to pay. You can just use your Children's Museum membership. We'd like to get a head count, so go on and sign up. The first 75 kids that sign up will get a goodie bag from us. We are also excited to announce our following play date, which will be September 26th, which is a Friday. And we are going to Art Prize. We have an Art Prize tour that we developed just for stroller pushers, because if you've been to Art Prize before, you know it is congested and it can be really hard to navigate some of those venues. So we've put together a map, which takes about 60 to 90 minutes. You'll be put into a small group and you'll go off and explore Art Prize with your small group from grkids.com, and it'll be a fun outdoor adventure. We are starting at 10:30. We're meeting by the big red button, and if you don't know where that is, you need to find Onabawin Park, the Gerald R. Ford Museum. Right behind the Ford Museum, there is this big red button sculpture. It's kind of off the beaten path. It's a fun thing. The kids can climb on it. It is showing its age, but it's a fun city treasure. We're meeting there. We're going to put you into groups, and we're going to send you off. Once again, there are goodie bags for the first 75 or so kids that sign up. It is a very popular event, so I encourage you to go sign up. Help us get a head count and get your free tickets to that. Also, under the play dates tab on grkids.com, we hope that you can make it out for that fun event. A few more things to mention before we dive into this week's interview with Karen from Karen's Horse Connection. We published a special needs resources guide for Grand Rapids families this week, and it is a list of places that offer services for families, whether it's counseling, therapy, support groups, things like that. We rounded them up and we put them into one place on the grkids.com website. And we want you to know that this is a work in progress. This is something that we know we do not have it all done yet. We want your input. We're looking for other resources. If you're part of a Facebook group or a Facebook page, or if there are organizations that you use, and you have a special needs child in your life, then we want to know about it so we can add it to our list to make it the most comprehensive list we can. That's our goal here at GR Kids, is to be helpful to parents and families. And by telling us what you're using, you not only help us, you help us help others, and it just pays it forward. So please send in your suggestions. You can just leave a comment or you can shoot me an email, Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, at grkids.com, and we will be happy to add your suggestions to our list. We also published our Hayrides, Festivals, Apples, and More guide. Our Autumn's Activity Guide for Grand Rapids 2014 is out, and the weather is getting cooler. Those pumpkins are getting ripe. The apples are ready for picking. Apple cider, donuts, hayrides, corn mazes, all that good stuff. You're going to want to find out where you can go have some fall fun with your family. Check out that guide available on our website. We also have an amazing giveaway going on right now. You can win tickets to Broadway Grand Rapids production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. These productions, if you have never been, are Broadway quality. Top-notch special effects are just going to wow you. The last time I was at one of their productions, I had my kids along with me, and it was 2.5 hours of, wow, amazing. And it's really fun to see that on their faces, especially a live show. So much of what we do today with entertainment involves screen time. It's nice to show them that these are real live people up there doing this in front of you. They are performing. They have worked really hard at this. This is their skill. Look at the amazing product that they can bring us. So if you want to win tickets to that show, which is coming to Grand Rapids in this month, you just need to go and leave a comment on our blog and you will be entered to win. And now on to my chat with Karen from Karen's Horse Connection out in Caledonia. I am here with Karen. Karen is with Legacy Stables, is that right?
Yes. Yeah, we are Legacy Stables. It's the property where we live. It's our farm.
And what's your business name, Karen?
It's Karen's Horse Connection.
What's your last name?
Schmidt.
Karen Schmidt. And you're in Caledonia, right?
Yes.
And a few years ago, you weren't in Caledonia. You've got your dream come true. You have this beautiful horse barn out in Caledonia on how many acres?
It's almost 28 acres. And it's a beautiful piece of land. It's very private and it has tall timber and an apple orchard and a big open field.
You're growing hay.
Yeah, we have a new hay field right now. Yeah, that we want to grow our own hay, and it will be a huge pasture for our horses to be turned out as well.
And the horses, how many horses do you have right now?
We have 21 horses and one donkey.
and some ponies?
Yeah, we have the horses in all sizes. So there's ponies from just as little as like 2 feet to big horses, 17.2 hands.
Wow. And Karen, I mean, people are probably listening to you and they can tell that English is not your first language. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Germany, in a southern part of Germany.
And that's where your horse story started, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. I was a little girl and I don't know where it came from, but I completely loved horses. Nobody in my family loved horses. I was it was the only one.
So you took that love of horses and eventually you were a jockey on horses, is that right?
Yes, that's right. My parents were not super supportive of me going to horses, but they just couldn't keep me from it. And they allowed me to vault. So I did vaulting myself.
Let's stop right there. What is vaulting? Because that's an unusual term.
Vaulting is gymnastics and dance on the moving horse.
Okay, so like at a rodeo or a cowboy or something like that?
No, it's a little bit like in a circus.
Oh.
But it is very controlled and very safe.
Okay. How is it safe? Because that just seems like if you're doing gymnastics on the top of a moving horse, it sounds a little scary.
Because it's on the one side, you have the horse, and the horse is very well trained.
Okay.
And where it takes place, it's in a safe environment. It's an enclosed arena. And the person that is controlling the horse is actually a trained lunger. That's what it's called. The horse is on a long line, just like a long rein. I'll call it, it's riding with remote control kind of thing. And so that the vaulters, the kids, they practice their moves. We don't say tricks or anything. It's not okay. Dangerous, as I said. They practice their moves and exercises on a stationary barrel first before they do it on a horse.
Is this how you learned in Germany?
Yes, that was my first contact in Germany to do the vaulting.
Okay.
I learned vaulting before I learned how to ride. It's actually a wonderful first contact with horses because, as I said, you don't control the horse as the vaulter. And many kids are just too young and physically not able to control a horse by themselves. Like when you ride and you want to canter, you need to be able to hold the reins and control the horse. And in vaulting, it's different. You're not that
person. So you brought vaulting to Michigan.
I did bring it to Grand Rapids. There was one other vaulting club in the southern part of Michigan, like in Eau Claire, but that was pretty much it.
Okay, and I've visited, my girls have actually done vaulting, and so I've been through this, what are they going to do on the back of this horse kind of thing, and I can attest that little kids do this, and they love it because they get to be up close and personal with the horse, which is a beautiful animal, maybe a little intimidating if you're not familiar, but my 3- and 4-year-old and 7-year-old were up there, and I even got, you got me out there. And so you've got a whole vaulting program at mm-hmm. your stables, and it goes up to competitive. Can you tell us what the competitive level looks like?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to go back a step and say the vaulting gear, you don't have a saddle. You use a bareback pad that is non-slippery, so you're not falling off easy. You just stick to the pad. And it has, instead of a saddle, it has a girth, a surcingle around the belly of the horse with two big handles. So at all times, you can hold on to those handles. So if somebody is on the horse and losing balance, they can hold on to those handles.
And we did a video of what this looks like, and I'll put a link in our show notes to that video. So if somebody wants to see what vaulting looks like, they can click on that video.
Yes. And of course, they can Google equestrian vaulting, and there will be amazing pictures coming up. Yeah. So we have vaulting for all levels, all abilities. We have what we call adaptive vaulting. It's a different form of therapeutic riding, and we have many kids with special needs that enjoy that too. Because of that pad, it allows the riders to move around on the back of the horse so they can sit backwards, they can go on their knees, they can lie down on their belly, forward or backwards, and do all kinds of things. And that will enable riders to just take it to the next level. Also, because of the horse being on a lunge line, the lunger controls the horse, and he can make that horse that is well trained to do trot and canter, which when you do therapeutic riding, for example, you have horse leaders that lead the horse, but the riders can only trot so far as the leader can run. And let alone canter.
So that keeps it safe. And in the therapeutic riding, it's, I think you told me one of the benefits is that the people get to exercise muscles in a way that they never would be able to in their regular lives.
Right. And it is like if you go to physical therapy, it is for kids especially, it's not fun because it hurts. And I had a boy, he cried every time when he had to go to physical therapy. And the parents brought him out and we did the same exercises on the horse. And he didn't realize it because he had so much fun.
That's amazing. So if this is a great option for people that are looking for exercise with or an outlet for special needs kids and adults, right?
And just everyone. I mean, everybody needs to practice balance in life. Everybody needs balance and needs strength, nice posture. And then don't forget the confidence that it builds. I mean, if you can say, hey, I can kneel on a horse or sit backwards or even stand up, this is that is special. And it raises their self-esteem.
Yes, and I love how you have your students involved with all aspects of the horse. I mean, we're in a fast food society. A lot of people run in and run out, and they don't interact with the equipment or whatever that is being used to serve them. But when you come to your stables, students, if they're taking classes, they brush the horses, they groom the horses, they mm-hmm. take care of the horses. Your Own a Horse Camp, I think, is a really good example of that. Can you yes. tell people what Own a Horse Camp is like?
Well, you just pretend you own a horse and you have to do everything that involves having a horse. So you feed the horses, you take care of the grounds. That can mean you have to clean up the manure, you have to fix the fence, you have to get some hay in a different location, maintain, like, yeah, clean tack, all that stuff. And then on the horse itself, you, of course, you brush the horse, you learn how to pick hoofs, and you learn about horses in general. Then, of course, the tack. How can I put a halter on? How can I tie a horse safely and get it loose quickly when I need to? And then how to ride. We teach purposely all kinds of different riding styles, like English, Western, bareback, vaulting, of course. So that gives the people that come to our farm a broad foundation in case they ever want to have their own horse. They would know what it takes to have a horse.
And you offer this a couple of times a year. When can people expect to see Own a Horse Camp?
Usually when there's no school. Just check on my website or call and find out. We have Own a Horse Camp. The next one will be possibly during the Thanksgiving free week of school, and then around Christmas again.
And what's your website address?
It's karenshorses.com.
And we'll put a link to that in our show notes too. Yeah. So Own a Horse Camp is a great opportunity, and you have a lot of other all ages types things. So we've talked about the vaulting, and there's the therapeutic riding. Mm-hmm. You have birthday parties, trail rides. Can you tell us a little bit about some of your other offerings?
All right. We offer birthday parties, but it's even there, it's not just pony rides. We always include everything. So there too, the girls get, or the kids, we have boys as well, of course, they get to brush the horses. We play games on the horse. There's always instruction involved of how to understand a horse better so that the human-horse connection can take place.
The last time I saw a birthday party, you were having the kids jump over, what do you call those things, those poles?
Yeah, like a little jump, like a cavaletti.
The kids yeah. were jumping over that, and then the ponies would jump over that. It was kind of like there had been a contest against the ponies, and then you were also, I think you were maybe racing the ponies, and even the horses have a really big soccer ball.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, if there's overdimensional soccer ball that the horses actually kick while the kids ride. It's fun.
It's a hoot. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, and it's a really unique, fun birthday party.
Yeah, well, our slogan is, it's a horse lover's playground. So we like to have fun, we like to play, and we have happy people, but also we have happy horses. It's very important for us. We are not a typical dude ranch. We don't do those rides where you can rent a horse and just go out. All our interactions with horses are all supervised and controlled.
Why is that?
Because I want to keep my horses happy. And of course, I need to keep the whole operation safe. But people, they love horses, but often they don't really know what to expect or how to handle horses. And so, for example, my riding lessons are I only do semi-private lessons. I don't like group lessons because I want to be able to be there and pick the riders up where they are and take them along and teach them at their skill level and comfort level. And the same thing, if I have people coming for a one-time ride, I still want to have them have this human-horse connection and have a good time. And I don't want them to kick my horses in the wrong places or pull them in the mouth. Sure. And this way, because I take care of my horses, they love what they are doing. They love to be with people and they like to be handled. And
it makes it safer for everyone. For the long term.
Right. And the best they love is the treat they get after the lesson. And that's their best part. But they still love their job.
Yeah. They have a good life. I've seen their fields and the places, and they are treated very well. They're lovely horses. We also have something on your calendar coming up. It's a fall fun fest. Is that what you're calling it?
It's a FFFF.
And this is a fun
fall fundraiser fest.
There you go. And it's October 11th.
Yes. October 11th. It's a Saturday. And we want to provide an opportunity for all our riders that come during the week on a regular basis.
There are 80 regular riders now.
There's about 80 regular riders and vaulters that we have right now. And we want to provide an opportunity for them to show off their achievements, maybe invite their families and siblings and neighbors and grandparents to show them what they achieved and give them an opportunity to earn ribbons and get awards.
And there's going to be a lot of fun activities going on. I think you told me they're going to get to throw a lasso. And what are some of the other things happening?
There will be a playground where kids can play horses and be ridden, like with reins and stuff. They can throw a lasso over a steer head. They can kick around that huge soccer ball I was talking about earlier. There will be an obstacle course for people to do on the horse or on ponies, led or by themselves, but supervised, where they can ride like for 10 minutes and just
try and gather different items.
Yes, and just go through several different obstacles. So there will be a couple of challenges and it will be a ton of fun.
And most things you said were $7. Lunch is $7. And all this money
all the classes are $7. And all that money will go toward a mechanical horse that we want to have. It will be here on that October 11. We will have it already. And a ride on that mechanical horse will also be $7. Now, all that money goes toward the purchase of that mechanical horse. It wasn't cheap, but I think it will be an excellent.
It's over $4,000, right?
Yes, it's over $4,000. But it will be a great, great asset to complement what we are already doing, especially with the winter coming up. We will have that in a heated room, and we will be able to continue our riding programs for all ages throughout the winter.
Right. So if you have a student that normally does therapeutic riding and they don't do well in the cold winter, instead of stopping their lessons for the whole winter, they can come and ride on the mechanical horse, which you said was like a mechanical bull, but it won't throw you off.
Yes.
That's good.
The horse simulates the canter, and so it will help our therapeutic students to stay warm, because it will be in a heated area, and the area is big enough to also bring Snoopy and Peanut and our ponies, and so they can still have the real horse experience and brush and all that as well. Like for birthday parties, the same thing, but then they can play and see, it's play for them, but actually what they do is exercise the muscles and get stronger on that mechanical horse.
And the mechanical horse isn't just for therapeutic riders. The regular class members can use that too. What are they going to use it for?
The riders that are learning, this will be their first experience to canter on a horse before they do it on a real horse. And then, of course, for our vaulting programs, they can practice their vaulting moves on a cantering horse without wearing out a real horse before they, I mean, they can, of course, eventually do it on a horse, but they can practice on this.
They'll get a longer practice session, basically, because horses do get tired.
Right. And just by the way, we're always talking about mechanical horse. We will put out on our Facebook page very soon a contest to name this mechanical horse.
Very cool.
So this thing will have a name soon. And the name of the horse will be announced on our fall fun fundraiser fest.
Exciting. And you mentioned that this fall fest is for your current students, but you're also inviting people that want to learn more about you to come on out too.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody is welcome. Bring a lawn chair, and that's pretty much it. Parking, I hope it's not raining very much, so we have enough pasture to park on. But yeah, just if you plan on coming out, you're certainly welcome. And just touch base with us. If you have questions, we can certainly help you out.
Perfect. And for the first timer, what should they wear?
Long pants, closed-toed shoes. That's important. I can provide helmets if they get on the horse. We usually have them, we do have everybody to fill out a release form, but we have very well-trained, gentle horses, and as I said, everything is supervised, and if you seek this human-horse connection, if you want to experience how beautiful it is to have a horse just blow on you. And if you feed a treat, it tickles in your hand. If you want to touch the warm, fuzzy fur, if you want to experience the movement on the horse, how it is just a little bumpy in the trot, then I think this is our passion. We would like to share our horses with anyone that seeks to experience horses.
That's wonderful. And it's not just for teenagers. It's not just for adults. You work with all ages, senior citizens, and how young. A lot of our parents have little kids, and they want to know, when do I start? Do I have to wait until they're in kindergarten?
Nope. We have a Kindle Pony program that is geared toward 2 to 5 year olds. And what it is a one-on-one session of 30 minutes, one kid, one pony, and one instructor, and they get to brush, they get to lead, they get to ride, they get to feed a treat, and experience everything just like a real riding lesson in short form, because their attention span is just not quite there. But they already have that love of horses. I know there's tons of kids that just love horses and seek to just, I want to be around a horse, I want to ride a horse. And even those little kids, we teach to put the saddle away, to take responsibility, and just have healthy respect, but also healthy confidence.
Is it Snoopy horses. That's your smallest pony?
No, the smallest one is Peanut. Peanut is our miniature horse, and he's too small to ride, but he is He's a great little horse.
He's just their size. And do they put the saddle on him and then they can take care of it? Or is that how that works?
They can do that with Peanut, but especially Snoopy. Snoopy is just a tiny bit bigger. Okay. It's a Shetland pony. And then, of course, we have Romeo, who's a Welsh pony. He's another little bit bigger. He has blue eyes. And so we have them really in all sizes. And like Mary, for example, she is a quarter horse and she's 15 hands. But she is our vaulting horse for the Tiny Tots, for our Legacy Stars. We have a team of vaulters that are 2 to 7. And they love Mary because she's so smooth and she's so gentle.
And it is amazing. Even if you don't want to get on the horse yourself, I encourage people to come out and just watch. Watch the little kids, watch the big kids, watch the adults do vaulting, because it's a really beautiful thing to see the humans and the horses interacting together. It's very, very cool.
Yes. It's my passion. It was all my life. And here I live my dream at Legacy Stables and be able to share.
How many years have you been working with horses, Karen?
I think I started with 6, and that has been well over 40 years ago.
And you have education to back up your passion, too. Can you just let our...
Well, I, as I said, I was one of those kids myself. As I said, my parents didn't support that. They didn't have that passion. And I was always one of those kids that just did not have the chance to ride that easy. Fortunately, I met people that let me ride their horses. And so I always wanted to become a riding instructor. I ended up becoming a jockey first and rode races. I was actually pretty successful and rode in different countries, thoroughbred racing. Mm-hmm. I then went on and got a master's degree in horse training in Germany. And I have a lot of different certifications. When we came to the States, we moved to the States 15 years ago. As a matter of fact, next week it's going to be 15 years.
Congratulations.
And when I was here, I became an instructor for handicapped horseback riding. I'm a certified PATH International instructor. So that allows me to work with kids and adults with special needs. And that is where I have a huge passion too, just for kids with special needs. And then I just, after my career on the racetrack, I worked as a barn manager, a trail guide, a
little bit of
instructors.
Everything.
So yeah, I really touched on many different, and I have ridden hundreds of horses. I mean, literally hundreds of horses before I got my own, very own horse. And that was Charlie, who still is at the barn. I got him in 2004. So that's in almost 10 years now.
Okay.
And everything started with Charlie. And I got him. And then I bought a halter. And now we ended up, after moving 8 times with Charlie.
Wow.
In different barns. And I was boarding him here and then there. And then I leased a quarter of a riding facility. And then I leased a full facility. But I always had to move again. And so 2 years ago, we bought the property of Legacy Stables, built that. It was not set up for horses, but built pastures, stalls, and that beautiful big riding arena that we have.
The arena's amazing.
Yeah. And so now we are here and
we are ready. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's been a big journey for you, but as mm-hmm. you said, you have over 80 students a week and are growing. That number just keeps going up.
Yeah.
And congratulations on your success. And I know our readers and listeners are excited to discover new things like what you're doing.
And I just want to really say this here. It has grown over my head. For the longest time, it was a one-man operation. But now I have wonderful people to my right and to my left that support what we do at Legacy Stables. I have a couple people on staff and some volunteers. And I just am very, very grateful that God has blessed us so richly with I mean, doors are just opening. It's wonderful to see. And I want to really give the credit back to many friends and many supporters in all kinds of different ways.
Very good. Thank you for your time, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to share this with you.
Sure. And if you want to know more about Karen's Legacy Stables, you can check out the show notes on the grkids.com website. Karen's Horse Connection is a pretty cool place. They have an amazing indoor riding arena, so you can go there year-round and have horse lessons, vaulting lessons, birthday parties, any of those things. My daughter had her 7th birthday party out at Karen's last May, and it was a hoot. I think we had 13 or 14 kids, and we were out there for 2 hours. It went by so fast, we didn't even have time to open the birthday presents. I mean, it was just, there was so much, and it wasn't just riding horses, it was games with the horses and interacting with the horses. They all got to feed the horses treats and brush the horses, and even kids that were a little tentative. My 3-year-old didn't want to be near the horses. By the end of the time, she was up on a horse and riding around and even doing some little tricks, which as a parent is amazing to see your child riding around on a horse saying, "Look, Mom, no hands." So pretty, pretty amazing. Oh, and sorry, Karen, I know you don't call them tricks. You call them moves because it's not trick riding, but it is something that is very carefully choreographed and is a safe thing. We have a video showing people riding on Karen's horses doing vaulting on GR Kids. And as I mentioned, we'll link to that in the show notes. One last reminder to get your nominations in for our Cause to Champion. We are looking for nonprofit organizations that serve West Michigan families. And if you know of one of those that would appreciate a year of free promotions on grkids.com, then nominate them to be our next Cause to Champion. Those nominations close soon, and we will be telling you our selection before long and gearing up to serve that new organization for 2015. Our current Cause to Champion is Elle's Place, and Elle's Place offers services for grieving children and families that are going through that process to help support them. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Grand Rapids Parents Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us in iTunes or sign up for our weekly newsletter so that you can get every article emailed to you. It comes out on Tuesdays. It tells you about all the upcoming events that your family might want to know about for the next week, as well as giving you links to the articles that we've published in the past week, so you don't miss exciting things like our fall hayrides guide or our special needs resource guide, or coming up soon, our art prize tour and the stroller version of the art prize tour. Until next time, follow us on Twitter, find us on Facebook, we're on Instagram too. Talk to you soon. I'm Melody.
GRKids.com.